Okay, our next speaker is Mark Atwell with Texas AgriLife Extension Service, and his talk is The Field Evaluation of the Texas Phosphorus Index.
Howdy. Today we're going to talk a little bit about Texas this afternoon. Overarching approach, we wanted to field evaluate the Texas Phosphorus Index, make recommendations to improve the predictive potential of the PI, and communicate results to federal and state organizations, animal industry clientele, and citizens of Texas. This is what we're up against. This is the Bosque River. Now, why in the world they call it a river, I never quite understood. In all my years, it's really more of a creek. But this is what we see a lot there. It tends to be a little bit intermittent in places, especially this year. We haven't had a whole lot of rain. Now, the Bosque is pretty historic. It's impaired for nutrients, for bacteria, and for low dissolved oxygen. Now, the Bosque is the major tributary to Lake Waco, and Lake Waco is the primary water supply for the city of Waco. And if you've ever had the water there, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, the Texas Phosphorus Index, the PI is it's a simple 8x5 matrix, probably a lot like what most of you have in your own states, that combines site factors with a series of condition classes which identify levels of runoff potential. On the left side over here, we have our site factors, soil test P. We have fertilizer, conventional fertilizer, P205 rate. We have organic, which is manure, P205 rate. We have method and timing for each of those, proximity to stream or lake, and runoff class, and soil erosion. And then our condition classes on the right, not applicable, very low to low, medium, high, and very high. Once again, starting to look very familiar. Now, Texas is a little bit unusual in that we don't have a phosphorus index. We actually have two phosphorus indices. They're broken out by east and west, and anybody that's from Texas will probably argue where East Texas ends and West Texas begins and all that, but we don't really care as far as that goes. It's broken down by rainfall, annual precipitation. It's 25 inches per year. The only real difference between the two is are these tables down at the bottom. The breakpoints are different. We have higher thresholds for the west part of the state than we do for the east. That's because they have lower rainfall, and also they just don't really have very many streams over there either. This is how that breaks down, this line here. Everything shaded in green is less than 25 inches annual rainfall. Everything in white is 25 or above. This box right here is upper North Bosque watershed, which is right here. This red line is the river. Down here is Waco. This is the traditional dairy region for the state of Texas. Erath County, as far as I know, is still the top dairy producer. That probably won't last long. They're building new dairies as we speak in the High Plains region of Texas. Right below, we have the Leon watershed. The Leon watershed is not impaired for nutrients, but it is impaired for bacteria and low dissolved oxygen. Over in the Piney Woods region of the state, which is where most of our broiler production is, we have Lake of the Pines, which is up in the northeast corner. It is not nutrient impaired, but it is for low dissolved oxygen and bacteria. Same thing with Sam Rayburn Reservoir to the south. Just to give you a little perspective, over here in El Paso, it averages about 8 inches per year precipitation. Over here in Orange, it's closer to 60. Okay, for our site selection, for our rainfall simulations, The soil parameters used in site selection were PI risk assessment. We wanted to get a little bit of everything, so low, moderate, and very high. Soil test P, once again, low, moderate, high, and greater than 200 parts per million. pH, we wanted both non-calcareous and calcareous soils. We have an abundance of each. Mineralogy, slope, leaching index, etc. These were things that were all utilized. Okay, for our rain sims, we had 78 sites were selected for dairy and poultry. We also selected a few sites with only commercial fertilizer as well for a little bit of benchmark data. Each site consisted of four plots or reps. Plots were pre-wet to field capacity the night before the rainfall simulations. And during the simulation, the application of rainfall was 7.5 centimeters per hour. Time to runoff was recorded, and then from the point of runoff, the simulations continued for 30 minutes. Here's some of our equipment. This trailer here has a 1,000-gallon water tank, and then a set of deionization columns. We're shooting for rainwater, so we want electrical conductivity as low as we can get it, usually 5 microsiemens or less, and a pH around 5.5 or so, slightly acid. These are our plots lined up in a row. Here we are in the middle of a run. We run two simulators at the same time. And here we are collecting weights on the balance and collecting samples. There's one of our older style plots, and then our nozzle. It's a square pattern nozzle. Okay, runoff sample collection. Water weights were recorded every minute. 125 milliliter samples were collected every 5 minutes for the 30-minute duration. Composite samples were collected after the 30-minute run. Okay, sample analysis. 5-minute and composite samples were analyzed in the field for pH and electrical conductivity. 5-minute and composite samples were then analyzed in the lab via ICP for phosphorus, potassium, calcium, magnesium, sodium, zinc, iron, copper, manganese, sulfur, boron, and also nitrate. Soil samples. Soil samples were collected from each of the four plots at 0 to 2, 2 to 6, and 0 to 6-inch depths as per TCEQ protocol. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality is our state environmental regulatory agency, and that protocol was developed to account for stratification, phosphorus stratification in fields where phosphorus was only surface applied, which is pretty much every broiler operation because these are grass pastures where it's applied straight from the cakeout machine. Samples were analyzed via Malik 3 and ICP. All right, the meat. Here's soil test phosphorus versus runoff phosphorus. About like you would expect, the dairy is in the blue squares. Dark blue squares, poultry, and the light blue diamonds. Okay, here we are for dairy broken out by depth. Now, one thing you'll notice is that on the 0 to 2 and 2 to 6, the R-squared drops. Same thing for poultry, only much more dramatically, and these are the areas where we would expect to see more stratification. Okay, Malik 3, magnesium versus runoff P. Now, this is where things get a little bit interesting. You'll notice that soil test magnesium has a higher R-squared per runoff P than soil test P does, but only in the dairy regions. And the reason for that is our dairy region, the central part of the state, we have neutral to calcareous soils. And so for phosphorus solubility and magnesium solubility, we see that. Over in the eastern part of the state, we're talking about some coniferous forest. These are very acid soils. And so we see here there's no statistical correlation. Okay, phosphorus index points versus runoff P at 15 minutes. Here we're actually comparing the P index to runoff And I have to be honest, before this I was a little bit concerned about some of my R-squared values, that I was going to get laughed out of here until I saw some of your R-squared values, and I didn't feel nearly as bad. So this is what we have. They're pretty much even for dairy and for poultry. Here are all sites combined. It drops pretty significantly when all the data is run together. Okay, here we add magnesium to the mix. Now for the dairy, we see the R-squared go up to 0.348. And as expected on the poultry, it actually drops a little bit. Okay, phosphorus index points versus runoff P with drainage. Now, we ran into some situations in some of these highly weathered, well-drained soils in East Texas where it did not matter how much rain we applied or for how long, we never saw runoff. We even devised a perk test with a 12-inch pipe, and we found that a lot of them drained so quickly that the pipe would actually develop a vortex, like you were flushing the toilet. It was really something to see. So with the drainage added, we added an actual drainage class to the index to test what it would do. And we see it improves the R-squared a little bit, 0.345. Okay. Here we have both. So we have the magnesium added in for dairy, the dairy region. And here we have the new drainage class added in for the poultry region. Okay, our recommendations are to augment the 590 to include malic 3 magnesium for dairy sites and a drainage class for poultry sites. This is what they would look like in the index tables. One thing to note on the drainage class, this would be the only case where instead of being additive, it's actually subtractive. So the more drainage we have, we assume that there won't be any surface runoff of phosphorus, so it'll actually take points away from the overall risk assessment score. Also, we want to remove the TCEQ 0 to 2 and 2 to 6. I apologize, that says 0 to 6 sample protocol, because we found that it even in areas where we would expect stratification, we really didn't see that it helped. We made a few equipment modifications for those of you that are still doing some rain sims. For one thing, you probably noticed our earlier plots had a sort of a triangular catchment flume that was designed so that it'd be minimally invasive. We wouldn't have to dig up anything in the field or affect the producer in any way. And we found that sometimes water would stack up in there if the pumps got a little bit behind, and it would actually back up into the plot. So we rethought it. We now have a spillway type of a system with a catch trough, and now the pumps can have a little bit of variability, and it doesn't affect how it stacks up in the plot. Also, these right here, I highly recommend them. I picked them up at Harbor Freight, got 8 of them, dirt cheap, catch them on sale. With these installed, you can move the plot by yourself. So, highly recommend it. We also added flow meters to our setup, just a flow meter and a globe valve for to set our rainfall rate, and we found that was a lot more reliable and could be adjusted on the fly. And that's all I have. All right, I like the sound of that.